Okay, here we are. Matthew Russell Lee, Inner City Press. The end of the week in the Trump trial. And it ended with Hope Hicks on the stand. In fact, she's completed a very short cross. It was very strange. It was like a kabuki theater. When the prosecutors put her on the stand, she said to their benefit, to the benefit of a guilty verdict, that she doubted very much that Michael Cohen had paid money to Stormy Daniels without expecting to be repaid. He's not a charitable person. She pretty much trashed Michael Cohen, as has, without exception, every witness so far. But as soon as she began to be cross-examined by Emil Bovee, Trump's lawyer, first she sobbed, or in any case, she took a break. It was a break taken. The jury stepped out. She said sorry. She came back. Screaming bicycle. But then she said, I worked on the campaign. It was a great campaign. Mr. Trump was... She called her Mr. Trump several times, but then President Trump. She was back and forth. But she said that he was very concerned about Melania and how these stories would affect his family. Wanted to have the newspapers not delivered to his home. So in that sense, she delivered for the defense. She was under subpoena, so maybe she had to give the former. In any event, it was a pretty ambiguous testimony. And it's one that we're going to look into. Now, last week at the end of Friday, we did a booklet about Mr. Pecker because it was an all-week Pecker. Now, this week, it's been mostly Davidson, the world of sleaze, the famous Hulk Hogan slugfest in Florida, the many charges against him. This week, it's mostly Davidson, Keith Davidson, but there's also Hope Hicks. So watch this space, Inner City Press. We're heading back to the Southern District, but then we're going to be putting on... the thinking cap about this week in the Trump trial. We continue.